Now, if you've been around the QVB building, you might have seen my next guest in her purple t-shirt. She's there each month helping to raise the profiles of refugees. Gabby Judd is the New South Wales founder and coordinator of Grandmothers for Refugees, and she joins me now. Gabby, good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit. How did you get started?
Well, the group started in Melbourne in 2014 by a group of friends, same as in New South Wales, just outraged to know that in Australia, children and their parents seeking asylum were locked up in detention. They felt they had to do something. They started the group shortly after we started in New South Wales. Initially, we were Grandmothers Against the Detention of Refugee Children. In 2019, most children, there might have been a couple still left, were released from detention, and we changed to Grandmothers for Refugees New South Wales because, you know, there was still appalling treatment of refugees seeking asylum in Australia.
What are some of the main goals of your group?
Okay, so there are still refugees in appalling conditions on Nauru and in PNG, the offshore processing centre. There's been a trickle of them going to the US, but there are still some left behind. So one of our goals is for all of those refugees to be resettled to a permanent home, either in Australia or somewhere else. There's about 30,000 refugees in Australia on temporary protection visas. Now, the previous government said they will never call Australia home. And we're talking about refugees. They meet the criteria under the UN Convention. They're legally here, but they will never call Australia home under the previous government. So our goal is for them to have permanent protection and for them to be able to facilitate their families joining them as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, how will the change of government impact your work?
Well, the Labor government before the election had said that they will meet many of our goals, not all of them. They'll still turn boats back, but they will give all the refugees here permanent protection and resettle people from Nauru and PNG. But I guess really our mission doesn't change. Our mission is the same and we will keep going until the mission has been reached. So I guess our job is to make sure that the Labor government does what they promised to do.
Gabby, what keeps your volunteer team motivated and inspired?
Oh, well, I guess we just maintain the rage that there's such injustice against, people that have sought asylum here legally. Australia signed the UN Convention back in the 1950s. So people are just still angry that this is still going on in Australia, which is supposed to be the country of fair go. And I guess joining a group is very motivating as well. To be with like-minded people keeps us going.
I love that phrase, Gabby, maintain the rage. Is that what your t-shirt says?
Maybe we should put that on the back.
Maybe put it on the back.
Yeah. So basically, we just can't stand by and do nothing. And, we started in New South Wales with eight of us sitting around having a bottle of wine and some cheese, and we've just grown from there because so many people, share our disgust at what's happened.
Hey, Gabby, if we've got any listeners who'd like to get involved, how can they connect with you?
We have a Facebook page that you can join up through. We also have a website page and where you can join up. We also have an email address as well.
Okay, great. Well, I think our producer, Ellie, might have all of those details. So we will link all of those to the show notes when we post the interview to our website.
Sure.
Gabby, it's really such important work. I did a bit of a deep dive on the Billa Wheeler family on yesterday's show.
Yes.
So this is something that's quite close to my heart. So maintain that rage, Gabby Judd. Maintain that rage. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.